call in live. This is your show on right now. This is Fox News Talk. News Talk.
Boy, that was a great episode of House of Cards today, huh? Oh, you mean that was real life? That was real life in the Rose Garden this afternoon? Pete Mundo with you on Fox News Talk. Great to be here as always, and never a dull moment in this White House after a great day yesterday for Donald Trump. Being vindicated in many ways by James Comey in his testimony. Today, anything but that. In fact, this was so far one of the worst days of Donald Trump's presidency. That Rose Garden meeting, that event with the media with the Romanian president really should have been so simple, so easy, and so to the point. And it really did start out that way.
In the meantime, no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on. But yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction.
And I saw that and I was clapping my hands. I said, good job, President. It's over. It's done with. But then couldn't help himself. He just could not get himself to stop after those great opening comments where you could tell he was looking at some notes, looking at a piece of paper. But then, of course, Donald Trump off script can be a dangerous thing.
He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
Why? 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 Why did he have to throw in that last line? And if I did say it, according to everyone I read today, there'd be nothing wrong with saying it. Why? I guess, you know what? I've been saying this. That's the question I've been asking myself since Inauguration Day. As a guy that voted for Donald Trump happily and still supports the large majority of his agenda, I still find myself waking up many days and saying, why? And that was just the beginning, because from there, it only got worse.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version
of those
events? 100%.
No!
I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that,
I would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jen.
I'm sure every lawyer that Donald Trump has, all the people that are working with him behind the scenes, they all saw that. They poured themselves a shot of their favorite vodka, rum, whatever it might be. Cheers, ripped it back and said, boys, we've got some work to do. And in that 0.01% chance, Donald Trump actually got advice to go forward with a voluntary deposition. You need a new lawyer. I mean, you do, because if that's the advice you're getting, which obviously there's no way any lawyer would advise that at Donald Trump's level, that is the worst advice of all time. But we know this is just President Trump doing his thing, just saying words for the sake of saying words. But the ultimate cliffhanger in this back and forth with John Carl of ABC News in the Rose Garden today, well, it got back to the tapes.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay.
Is that public?
Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recordings?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow now? Are there tapes, sir?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
In the next episode of West Wing, Donald Trump will inform you as to whether or not there are tapes. Is this The Apprentice or is this real life? This was so easy for Donald Trump. Yesterday was a home run for him in the big picture and what Comey says. Yes, James Comey called him a liar in many instances. James Comey got fired. He lost his job. He's bitter. He's looking for revenge. But on the key issues, James Comey got to the point that Donald Trump should have stuck to today. No collusion, no evidence of such. I was not under investigation. I did not try to obstruct any investigation. In terms of Flynn, there was no order. It was just me being an emotional human being and a friend. And on top of that, let's get down to business. Let's get down to work. Put this stuff aside. Yesterday should have been the end of it. And now we move forward with my agenda to make America great again. That's the approach Donald Trump should have taken with all this. And it was so easy. And it was, in many ways, all laid out for him because you could tell he had notes on this. And when he gets asked the questions, I'm sticking to what I said earlier, guys. That's it. I feel good about what happened yesterday. I'm ready to move on and make America great again. That's all that had to be said. But this back and forth with John Carl now puts us in a situation where all of a sudden, what's the story now? Is the story infrastructure?
Wrong.
Is it healthcare?
Wrong.
Is it taxes?
Wrong.
None of those, right? What is the story? The story is still Trump and Comey.
Such a nice man.
I mean, he's shooting himself in the foot. And this is what Donald Trump has done time and time again. When he has a chance to finally move on or get bailed out or something good comes his way and he gets some good press and gets some good, think about his foreign trip. It's a great trip. Comes back, starts tweeting, and here we go again with the three-ring circus. If you go on any website right now, any news website, whatever you want it to be, a major media outlet, something more niche, whatever it is, the stories are all about what happened today and what Trump said in the Rose Garden. When are the tapes coming out? Is he going to testify under oath? Are there tapes? When's the information on these tapes going to come out? Those are the headlines. And those aren't the headlines because of the mainstream media and the quote-unquote fake news media that Donald Trump likes to call them. No, it's not because of that. It's because of things Donald Trump willingly chose to say today in a press conference that he didn't have to say. So if we get a Twitter rant here in the near future of Donald Trump saying, you know what, these guys are killing me and I don't know why. Really? You don't know why? But how surprised were you by Donald Trump's decision today in the Rose Garden to go back and forth with John Carl? And on top of that, was it the right reaction? 877-367-2526, 877-367-2526. Pete Munda with you on Fox News Talk. And unfortunately, you know, there have been a lot of bad days in Donald Trump's presidency. This is at the top of the list. This was the chance to move on and to say no collusion, no evidence of it. I'm not under investigation. Let's get to work. And he didn't do it. 877-367-2526. 877-367-2526. Pete Munda with you on Fox News Talk.